This is the brief on the hidden health impact of AI chatbots. While everyone's panicking over headlines claiming AI causes suicides, the real story is a flu season scale wave of mental illness quietly spread by chatbots acting like a digital Typhoid Mary. First, that fatal threat you've heard about? Well, it's kind of a statistical illusion. We're seeing about 15 chatbot-linked deaths globally a year, which is literally rarer than the 30 US lightning strike deaths. Based on baseline suicide rates, pure coincidence actually predicts well over 100 deaths. Since the real number is drastically below chance, it raises a wild question. Could these bots actually be preventing suicides, making this whole moral panic totally misplaced? Second, let's look at the massive scale of non-fatal harm. In an October disclosure, OpenAI revealed that 560,000 ChatGPT users every single week show signs of psychosis or mania. That's 29 million people a year globally, 10 times the normal baseline. You know, the AI doesn't look malicious at all. It seems super friendly and helpful. That's exactly why it acts like Typhoid Mary, quietly and dangerously reinforcing human delusions. Finally, a massive data wall keeps this reality completely hidden. Right now, regulators, researchers, and families are basically just blindly guessing about public safety. Why? Because the actual hard numbers, like weekly crisis volumes, are locked tight inside the tech company's internal systems. Why are we totally in the dark when these vendors are sitting on the exact metrics needed to solve this mystery? We're busy fighting a phantom killer when we really should be tracking a massive silent contagion.